So this week in sports, the Toronto Raptors kick off the third annual playoff exit by LeBron James. And every year I gotta hear about how different this Raptors team is. Oh, this is a special team. They're not like last year's team. They're for real this time. The Toronto Raptors are the biggest contender frauds that I've seen in this generation. Third straight year of losing to the Cavs in the playoffs. Second straight year of getting swept. The year before you first lost to LeBron James, you got swept in the first round. The year before that, you lost in the first round. And before that, the last time you were in the playoffs was 2008. When it comes to the playoffs, the Toronto Raptors are a waste of time. And I don't want to hear anything about, oh, it's LeBron James, he's just so great. Yeah, you're right, LeBron James, he's great. But if I'm not mistaken, Victor Oladipo and the Indiana Pacers took LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers to 7 games in the first round. That was a competitive series. When was the last time the Raptors looked competitive against the Cavs? And I mean competitive to the point where you're saying, oh, they actually have a shot to win this series. There's no point in even watching this team anymore. You know how the story's going to play out. Like whenever a new Fast and the Furious movie comes out, ain't there like 40 of them now? Hey man, you gonna see that new Fast and the Furious movie? No, for what? You know what's gonna happen. Somebody's gonna owe somebody money or someone's life is in danger. And the only way to solve that problem is to get in the car and drive really, really fast.
This is not the same Raptors team. I'm telling you. This is a special, special team.
Yeah, all right. Meanwhile, the Western Conference Finals are set to go. The Houston Rockets will take on the Golden State Warriors, the 1 seed versus the 2 seed. Who will win? I don't know, but it should be a good one. But I want to give a shout out to the New Orleans Pelicans. They did a hell of a job. And the fact that they got to the second round of the playoffs, especially with Boogie Cousins being down, that just speaks to how great of a player Anthony Davis is. And Jrue Holiday, he had a great postseason himself. But I noticed something that the Pelicans were doing against the Warriors that was a little bit confusing that I'd like to point out to where maybe the Houston Rockets or anyone else for that matter in the future that will face the Golden State Warriors in the playoffs, this is something you may want to avoid. Now, Pelicans head coach Alvin Gentry, I understand that he knows more basketball than I ever will, and I respect that. With that said, why were you having 6'4" Jrue Holiday contesting the shots of 7-foot big man Kevin Durant? That's like my nephew guarding me on a Fisher-Price court. Seriously, what was the thought process when you say, you know, we're going to match up our guards on Kevin Durant? That's a fantastic idea. Why would you not have Anthony Davis lined up on Kevin Durant? And I know the natural response is, well, Anthony Davis, he needs to get rebounds. They need a big man in the paint. But hey, guess what? The Warriors, they play small ball. Kevin Durant is their big man. And you just going to let this dude have free range shots over defenders that are 8 inches shorter than him? And here's the thing, you're not going to stop Kevin Durant, I get that, but the goal should be to try to get the best matchup on him so you can try to get whatever stops and whatever bricks and whatever misses you can out of him. Fantastic. You should have Anthony Davis matching up on Kevin Durant. If you're matching up your guards on a 7-foot wingman, you're forfeiting the series. Lastly, moving on to the NFL, Ben Roethlisberger is furious after the Pittsburgh Steelers drafted quarterback Mason Rudolph in the 3rd round, saying, quote, I was surprised they took a quarterback because I thought maybe in the 3rd round, you can get some really good players that can help this team win now. Nothing against Mason. I think he's a great player. I don't know him personally, but I'm sure he's a great kid. I just don't know how backing up or being a third or who knows where he's going to fall in the depth chart, but help us win now. But that's not my decision to make. That's all the coaches and the GM and owner. If they feel like he can help our team, so be it. But I was a little surprised. What is this dude fussing about? You're a 2-time Super Bowl champion. You'll probably be a first ballot Hall of Famer. You'll end up in the Steelers Ring of Honor. If anything, Mason Rudolph is the future. He's not challenging Ben Roethlisberger for the starting quarterback spot. Not to mention all the flip-flopping you've been doing the last couple of years where you've been mulling retirement and say, I'll come back. And now lately you say, oh, I'll actually play another 3 to 5 years. I don't blame the Steelers for getting their quarterback of the future now with all that uncertainty. The Steelers simply weren't trying to get farmed. You remember the retirement saga between Brett Favre and the Green Bay Packers? As soon as the season ends, well, I need time to reflect, I need time to talk to my family, we will make a decision and go from there. And the media had a joyride with that, talking about Favre Watch. Coming up next, will Brett Favre return for another year or will he retire? We'll discuss after a brief message from our sponsors. I'm Jason Willerman. Then some time would pass and then Favre would come out of nowhere talking about, you know what? I think I'm a player. Breaking news, Brett Favre will indeed return for another season, continuing his stellar career. Crazy, right? Isn't that nuts? Yeah, Favre did that for like 5 straight years. The Steelers not trying to go through that. So if you're Ben Roethlisberger and you're openly saying stuff like,
I'm going to take this offseason to evaluate to consider all options, to consider health and family and things like that, and just kind of take some time away to evaluate next season, if there's going to be a next season.
Or...
You doing anything different?
Don't think so, but maybe I am. Maybe I don't have it anymore.
The only response for the team is to prepare for life after you.